This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Howdy, what's happening? How are you today? Tinky and Tierney coming to you live from the Tinky and Tierney Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Understands it's not just a mortgage, but it's your mortgage. That is the difference. Rockin' Mortgage, push button, get mortgage on this football Friday. Around the country, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 206. Week 6 is underway. We got baseball.
Hold on,
we got
BT. What's up? BT. What? Football Friday, man. You said you're going to do it on camera this week.
I did say I was going to do it on camera.
Run it back, BT. Run it back, BT.
Let's go. I'll do it for you.
14 seconds.
I can't do 14
14 seconds. Come on, man.
I'll drop dead.
It's Friday.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Boy, and I talked for 12 hours. I had to record something yesterday. My throat is shot. You ready?
Good. Shoot it in even more.
Let's muster up that energy.
You muster it up, baby. All right, coming out. 3, 2, and 1. Football Friday.
You got about 9.
That's tough, man. That's tough. Been a long week. All right, Tiki, what's going? Good God. What's up, dude?
All's good. See, I just want everybody to see how red you get when you do that.
I do get red. Don't I get really red?
You get
it's the
really
Irish red.
Red. Nobody sees it. I'm the only one that gets to see it.
It's but the
now,
Irish
now,
red.
Now everybody sees it for real.
We got the Irish red. We got the who orange. Wahoo, we got it all going on this weekend.
Yeah, no, it's a great weekend coming up. I'm going to be in Chicago on Sunday.
You got a little
Chicago
race going on,
Marathon.
Don't you?
Yeah, so football. It's
going
to be fun. It's flat. This is the first flat race I've run, BT. I'm looking forward to it.
Marathon number 7?
No.
In totality?
11.
11?
Yeah, I smashed in a couple when you weren't paying attention.
Okay, yeah. Good luck, man. What are you flying out tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon.
The Chicago Marathon. I mean, I guess that's what it's called, right?
Yep.
26.2 standard?
26.2.
Although you take the
long route. I'll end up running 26.4 or something like that because I can't run a straight line.
Oh, man. Well, good luck to you on that, Teague.
Thank you, brother.
It's speaking of straight lines, the Pats line has been relatively straight, about as straight as it could go so far in terms of wins versus losses. They've got 6 of the former, 0 of the latter. Last night was a very hard game to gauge.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, of course, listen, you give the Pats credit. They're 6-0, and I do want to dive a little deeper into them, like their start in a moment. But yeah. You got to give the Giants a little credit here.
Of course.
I mean, if you didn't watch the game and you come home and you see 35-14, that was a smash job. No, it really wasn't.
No, with 8-9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, the Giants were down a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got a little bit out of hand because of mistakes that the Giants made. But early on, if you watch the first half of this game, it was in doubt. It was in question.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots were making mistakes. You know, Jack Rabbit had that interception. The Giants were capitalizing. The Giants got a punt blocked. It was back and forth and back and forth. And Daniel Jones made a great throw to Golden Tate, really the only, reliable
only
or
named. Most
consistent,
people know.
Exactly, named skill position player that was healthy for the New York Giants, which, by the way, was the first touchdown that the Patriots had given
I
up
know.
Through the air all season long.
Mm-hmm.
We're 6 games in. That was their first touchdown that they had given up. But they were aggressive. Both teams played hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think
it was a big-time win.
Exactly.
And it was like a side wind.
That's right. That's
25
right.
miles per hour.
So,
impact of the kick. Nugent missed one.
I'm actually, even though the Giants end up losing by 21,
yeah.
I know that Daniel Jones is still in a growing phase. He's going to make some bad decisions like he did and led to a couple interceptions, actually 3 on the day. But they played hard for a team that was missing all of their stars, basically, on offense. Evan Ingram, Sterling Shepard, Saquon Barkley, even Wayne Gallman, the backup. All these guys were out. We talked about it yesterday. 65%. Of their offensive production was not on the field last night, but they played hard against one of the best teams, not still the best team in football. So I give Coach Shurmur a lot of credit for that.
I do too.
But at the end of the day, we knew the Patriots were going to find a way to win at home. And that's ultimately how it played out. That is, if you missed, didn't watch this game.
Listen, Daniel Jones, we know he's going to be good. Obviously, you go in on a short work week against the Pats with Belichick in the laboratory devising this. By the way, against the best secondary in all of football. I mean, their secondary is tremendous.
Yep.
And, you know, it does speak to at least the direction. I've been very critical of Shurmur. I'm still not fully convinced he's the man long-term for whatever renaissance, whenever the giant renaissance comes.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give respect. Even though they lost 35-14, again, that was a much tighter game than the final score would indicate. They were ready to play, mm-hmm. which tells me that locker room is still galvanized. And this isn't a big deal. But I do want to point something out here. What was the point spread? 17.
17.
17 points, right? Now, Pat, they have to start getting this pass interference stuff right.
I know it.
Primarily, so the result of, forget about point spread, so the results are not compromised or questioned, right? So far, there's been 7 total reverses on 40 possible interference-related reviews.
Mm-hmm.
That includes some up in the booth by the officials.
Yep.
If you saw the play, it was 3rd and 10 for the Giants on 37. Golden Tate got... he got abused. I mean, it was one of the most blatant, obvious pass interference calls that you could possibly see. It's such an easy call. Even though the game's in doubt, Shurmur throws the flag. They review it. They say that it's not pass interference, which is mystifying. But I got to point this out, because when you talk about football, a lot of the success of football is built on gambling. It really is. And the Giants lose 35-14, but if that call is made properly and reversed, now the Giants are on the Pat side of the field, right? What if the Giants punch in a meaningless touchdown, which happens every week in the NFL? Now, by the way, I'm thrilled. I had the minus 17.
Yeah.
I took the Pats laying the wood. I really thought they'd smoke them, and they wind up winning by 20, whatever it was. But you can't do that. You can't have such a bad call. And it compounded by an inept review.
Yeah.
How the hell do you miss that?
Now, let's not forget this pass interference. And this is a conversation that will go on all season long, BT, because the pass interference reviewability is on a trial basis. And so we've seen it a couple of times overturned, a couple of times just misused.
Very rare. 7 out of 40 times.
That's what I mean.
That's like 12,
that's what
14%.
I mean. A couple times. It feels like they get it wrong half the time.
No doubt.
It adds added scrutiny to the mm-hmm. refereeing crew, which is already under a lot of pressure and scrutiny because we're at a record number of penalties through 5 weeks. And it's going to keep going up because there's this heightened either awareness or whatever you want to call it from the refs that are just – they're throwing flags and it's things that wouldn't have been called in previous seasons. And so I guarantee you – this one-year trial basis of this pass interference reviewability, it goes away next year. Mm. I don't think enough coaches are going to like it. And as a fan,
I hate it.
I hate it.
If you get it right, 100%
hate it. I agree, but they're not getting it right. That's
no,
the problem.
They're missing.
It doesn't logically make sense when you see it super slow, even in super slow mo. I mean, like, that's a penalty. And then they don't call it?
That was an easy one.
What's the point of having it?
I don't know. It's a waste of time. Jonathan Jones was the defender on the Golden Tate play. He grabbed them and he armed them.
Yeah.
It was really two. So that was, I mean, that's, and again, I don't point that out necessarily for the 17-point spread, but I point that out for the authenticity of the game. I mean, if you're going to make us wait a little bit, you're going to make us go to the booth. And by the way, even extra, you know, problematic for coaches is now they're sitting there saying, all right, wait a second. I get limited amount of challenges here. Every time I challenge, it doesn't work anyway. Why the hell would I challenge?
Right.
Some coach, based on the evidence, right, mm-hmm. and the lack of
stats.
Reaction
yeah,
is going to say, I'm going to keep the hanky in my back pocket, and that's what it's going to actually, and he's going to get burned for it.
You're right.
Or he's going to get criticized. Now, the other thing about the Patriots. Now, listen, everybody wants to be ahead of the curve, and for years, they're done. This is it. Mm-hmm. End of the run. That's it. They're getting old. Brady's done. It's over. The magic's gone. They're 6-0. But there's context within the 6-0.
You're right.
Now, the Steelers game, when it first happened, was incredibly impressive to the point where we came in and we said, because then they got AB, we said, this might be the best pass team of all time. All right. So that thrashing of the Steelers, I'm going to put that in a bit of a separate file. Week 2, you play the Dolphins. Worst team we've seen in 20 years.
Right.
They played the Jets in Week 3. They didn't have Sam Darnold or other guys, but they had a third-string quarterback. They play the Bills.
Who played them tough. That was the closest game to date.
It was Brady's worst game of the season, worst game in seasons, plural. And if the Pats don't block that punt, they might not win the game. Then they play the Redskins, who were wretched.
Mm-hmm.
Then they played the Giants last night without Saquon, without Gallman, without Ingram, without Shepard.
Yep.
Like,
and it was the game until 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Correct. They are 6-0. They do have the most incredible pedigree, and they've earned every benefit of the doubt. But I'm going to ask you, are they really that good?
No, they're not. But here's the thing, though, BT. I don't think they've ever been that good. You know, if, just go back over the years. You watch, like, think about the Carolina Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Carolina, and this is way before they were at this stage, but they beat the Carolina Panthers by field goal,
mm-hmm.
right? And they lose to the Giants, and then they lose to the Giants again. And, you know, they had to come back from 22 points against the Atlanta Falcons. Like, they've never been
25. 28-3.
They've never been that good. They've never been like dominant.
Yeah.
But what they are is they know how to win.
God, they know how to win.
I'm so envious.
And
it's,
right? Damn, do they know how to win.
And we talk about this all the time. It's like these little things.
Yeah.
It's like blocking a punt. You know what? Our offense and defense can't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Special teams got to step up.
And it's happened twice in 4 weeks.
Exactly.
Now.
And so they're never going to be a dominating team in the sense of, God, they're beating everybody point differential by 21 points a game. They're never going to be that way. Early in the season, they are.
Yes.
Because as BT just laid out, they're playing Little Sisters of the Poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So of the NFL. That's how they always have been, BT. They just know how to win games when it matters. Like that play or plays that determine the outcome of a game, they always make.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I give them credit for, because that's minutia.
Yes.
Right? That's like details. That's like in a moment, doesn't matter which 22 or really like 33, because if you count the special teams, even more than that, that person, doesn't matter who it is, it could be Brady or it could be the 50th man on the team, makes the play. That's discipline, and that's accountability, and that starts with Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
So we always hear these conversations. Is it Brady or is it Belichick? It's Belichick.
It's Belichick.
It's not even a conversation. Right? Brady's great, and without mm-hmm. him, you don't accomplish this at all. But Bill Belichick has every man on that roster accountable, and you see it every single week, even in little games that don't mean anything, you see it. Because they're not that much better.
No.
They're just enough better.
Now, the one thing I think that could come back to bite them this year, you know, in years past, Vinatieri hitting key field goals,
right.
Gostkowski before he obviously got hurt and fell apart. You know, he was banging clutch field goals. You know, I don't know if I want to take my chances with Mr. Nugent in Arrowhead or wherever,
right.
you know, late in January with a trip to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
And Mike Nugent is lining up a 43-yarder for the win, and
yeah.
it's a little blustery out there. You know, Mike Nugent was on the street for a reason. So, and he missed one last night. I think he may have missed two.
He missed one.
He missed one
field
one.
Goal, five extra points, one field goal he missed. But he's 66% on the year.
Yeah, and he was on the street.
Yep.
And let's face it, there's been a lot of teams that needed field goal kickers this year, including my Jets, and they didn't call him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe they didn't call him because he was once drafted by the Jets, whatever, but there's been a few teams that have had kicking issues. Look at Tampa every year. I don't think they called him.
Yeah.
So, this is not to, you know, rehash the same old slop about the Pats. It's to illuminate how well run they are, how well coached they are. But there is context within the 6-0 start, and there is an element of vulnerability. And I'm secure saying this. I'm not going to say that they're lucky. I'm not going to say that it's over. I will say with confidence and strong conviction that there is an element of vulnerability
mm-hmm.
with this team that feels as real as it's ever felt.
Yeah.
You down with that statement?
I am. The problem is we might not feel it for another 3 weeks. Jets,
yeah.
Browns.
I think the Jets is the Monday night game,
Monday
right?
night, yeah.
So
Monday
they have
night.
11 days off before
exactly.
that. They'll be well-rested.
Exactly.
We'll get
so
crushed.
Jets, Browns, and then Ravens.
They got to play the Eagles soon, Ravens. Right?
Then you have a bye week.
Yep.
And this is when it gets interesting because they play the Eagles,
yep.
the Cowboys, the Texans, the Chiefs. You throw the Bengals in there, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then you finish up with the Bills. So
where's the Texans game?
The Texans game is
in Houston. Okay. All right.
We'll find out, but it's going to be 9 wins in before we find out
and
where they're going to be.
Home field advantage before
That's
we
right.
probably already sewn up before
right.
we find out. All right, so you heard our take on the game again. It is hard to win in the NFL, so to just get on the air and marginalize a victory on a short work week against a team that played hard last night, as the New York Giants so clearly did, is the irresponsible take, and that's
yep.
not what we're doing here. But I do think that. You know, we can open up the phones, get into this conversation. You watch football like me and Teak watch football. What do you see from this Pats team? What do you see big picture? What do you see long term? 855-212 from long term this year, not long term, 3-4 years down the road. 855-212-4227. And also, let's get to this coming up. What do you think is the perfect window of evaluation in determining definitively who a quarterback really is? It's obviously not 1 year. Is it two? Is it three? Is it four? Tiki and I have something nice for you. We think you'll enjoy it, so we'll line that up for you as well. Football Friday, it's all good. Squeeze in a little college football, baseball as well. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Okay, Football Friday, the lines are lit, which is nice. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And at 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. But the question is, as we stick our toe into the Week 6 pool, do you believe the Pats right now, and obviously, I mean, yes, they literally based on their record, in addition to the Niners being undefeated, Pats with one more win, of course, because they played last night. Do you really truly view them as the absolute best team in football? And, you know, it's hard because you almost overthink it. And right. If I didn't know their history, my answer would be absolutely not.
Yeah, you're right.
I'd probably put the Packers. I'd probably still put maybe put Kansas City. I want to see Kansas City's offense get going again. I love the Niners' defense.
Yeah.
But it's hard to take that leap of faith when they have all those championship trophies. It's hard to divorce your mind from
that's
that.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And if Devontae Adams was healthy, he's not right now. Yeah. It even solidifies the Packers more.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I hear you. It's a more difficult, nuanced question than it seems.
Yeah.
You're right.
A lot of layers to it.
Yep.
So let's get some calls, and we've got inbounds, out of bounds coming up as well. Of course, we'll make our picks, six-pack of picks, a little baseball, the whole usual Football Friday show here on Tiki and Tierney. All right, let's go to, let's start in Michigan. Frank is up on 1270 AM. The Ticket. Frank, Tiki and Tierney. Go ahead, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, you guys were talking about whether the Pats are the best team in the NFL right now and where they might be in 3 years. And I'm old enough to think of the 1966 Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
In those 3 years when they won three championships, they were not the best team.
Hmm.
The Rams were better. The Colts had better talent. But they had a detail-oriented guy that would ignore stupid questions from the media and would drop players even on the eve of the Super Bowl, Vince Lombardi, like Belichick does. Belichick has done all of those things.
Yeah.
And
that's
I'm
true.
Thinking that this is like 1966 because Brady's starting to break down. The defense is having a hell of a year, and the team is fairly dominant, but so are the Packers in 66.
Listen, the only thing I would challenge you on, I wouldn't say that Brady's starting to break down. I don't know that that's a fair characterization. You want to say the numbers are slipping, he's not quite. That's fine. Breaking down implies injury, missing time.
He threw for 330 yards last night.
Yeah, and he was 31 out of 41. He wasn't 17 out of 52. I mean, we've seen some ugly performances from quarterbacks this year.
And by the way, he put himself in physical peril.
Yes,
and
he
ran,
did.
And ran for two touchdowns last night.
And on the interception.
I know.
You got to love that.
Absolutely.
You got to hate it if you're Kraft.
Of course.
You got to love it if you're a football
fan.
Yeah,
you're scared if you're Kraft, but you kind of love it.
You got to respect that. Tom Brady's 41, if you missed it, when he threw the pick, he runs down, and he got crushed.
He did.
Trying to make a tackle. I mean, it wasn't like, well, let
I'm
me
I'm going
just
to get in the way. I'm going to slow him down so that someone can come back and, you know, come take the thing. He was trying to make the tackle.
He threw his pads and his head down. It was crazy. Let's go to Alabama, and John is watching us up on the tube, CBS Sports Network. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, pal?
You're good.
So kind of a point I wanted to bring up is, let's say it was the Chiefs, let's say it was the Packers, let's say it was the Seahawks, and obviously there's a little Patriots fatigue among a casual fan, I would guess.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, among every fan, I think.
Yeah. Well, I got lucky when I was about 5 or 6 years old. I picked the Patriots on a Nintendo 64 game because they were red, white, and blue.
Right.
So I've been with them ever since. And so I got really lucky as to how I picked what team I was going to.
You could have picked the Bills. They're red, white, and blue, too.
Yeah.
Good choice, by the way.
Yeah, good choice.
Keep going.
Yeah. So kind of what I was going to ask is, if other teams were winning with special teams and defense, would we not be just praising them up one side and down the other and worshiping them? But because it's the past, we're used to the offense looking deadly at times. You know, we're kind of freaking out a little bit. You know, they're going to get real healthy around week 9, week 10.
Yep.
Get N'Keal Harry coming back. We don't know what he is, but he's a talented guy.
Mm-hmm.
Played for Herm Edwards.
That's right. First round pick, Arizona State.
He's a former NFL coach, and so, you know, I like to think Herm Edwards kind of got him ready for
That's right.
For this level. You know, they're missing Isaiah Wynn, who, you know, shows a lot of promise. Maybe they make a trade for, you know, fingers crossed, a guy like AJ Green, a guy like Emmanuel Sanders.
I mean, come on.
And great route runner.
Just add more and more and more.
They've got to make a trade.
Yeah,
I think that's the point there, John. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, his point is, like, there's so many reasons to praise them, and it's atypical why we're praising them. It's always been their offense. Tom Brady is he's efficient. He makes stars out of guys who weren't stars or weren't thought to be stars. He's smart with the football, the crossing route, all that stuff. I've had their fantasy defense on my fantasy league BT. They've scored me 37 points.
Are you serious? 37?
Last night, they scored me 20.
PPR?
Yes, but it doesn't matter.
No, I'm just curious.
Yeah. But 27 points last night. Like, so I know just from looking at my fantasy league, their defense is balling.
Wait, you played them against your Giants?
Of course I did.
You turncoat.
I mean, who the hell was playing for the Giants last night?
That's a smart move.
But it's defense and special teams that interestingly is overshadowing the Tom Brady-led offense right now, because they are a turnover machine. I mean, they had four more turnovers last night. I think they're plus like eight or something.
It's got to be approaching teens now. It has to be.
Actually, I think it probably is.
But Brady's thrown some picks, so it kind of offsets. But I got you.
16 total takeaways.
Plus nine. Okay, turnover, the first in the NFL.
Yeah.
So they're special, although they've missed some kicks, but their punt coverage, their punt, I mean, they... You know what it is? We're desensitized to their greatness.
You're right, but it's for a different reason.
Correct.
Why we're lauding them this season.
Yeah, and we are. We're not trying to take it away from them by any stretch. No way. I want to try and find a dissenting view. Okay, you know what? Matt in Boston. Matt says the Pats are beatable. He's got us up on the tube as well, watching the simulcast on CBS Sports Network. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, hey, fellas. How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Listen, I was at the game last night with my brother-in-law, who ironically is a Giants fan, and some of my other family members as well.
Mm-hmm.
And two takeaways from last night. Number one, the offense is anything but special that the Patriots have right now. They can't run the ball to save their lives right now.
True.
And that is something that is very troubling to me if you have to go up against the Kansas City Chiefs down the road, especially if you happen to be playing in Kansas City in January. So that's my first takeaway. The line is atrocious right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Defense
is
great, but the line is not.
And that's one of the reasons that they've struggled. And also, let's not forget, Sony Michel had a scope this offseason. So, I mean, and this is what our last caller said. Appreciate your call, Matt. They're not fully healthy yet, and they're 6-0. And dominating the teams that they're playing. Again, let's think of the quality of the competition to date. It's going to get harder.
It's got to be the easiest schedule so far in the NFL.
Without a doubt, it is.
The Jets, the Dolphins, the Redskins, the Giants with no weapons.
There's no letdowns.
And that's important right there.
No doubt.
Expound on that quickly, because that's an important point.
It's easy, but this goes back to Belichick.
I hear
you. It's easy to, you know... Oh, playing the Dolphins this week?
Yeah.
All right, whatever. All right, cool.
Like the Cowboys did a couple of weeks back when they were up 10-6 at the half.
You guys want to go out Friday night, you know, hit the town a little bit? Yeah, sure. Let's do that. That's not this team. Like,
never.
They come ready regardless of who the opponent is. And sometimes that means a blowout. Sometimes it means they're going to make the play at the moment of winning and losing that the other team doesn't. And that's because they're hyper-focused. Again, it's Belichick more than anything else. But to this last caller's point, they're not healthy yet, right? And they're this good. So what happens when they get fully healthy and have all of their resources available to them, and you have the experience and the growth that just naturally happens in a season?
Yep.
And that always happens with the Pats. By the end of the year, they're a better team than when they started the year.
That's fair. And the other thing, too, is because they have a lot of injuries, some of the guys who are playing now will be empowered out of necessity. And then when the guys that are supposed to be playing now come back, they'll go back to their better role of a backup as a better player.
That's right.
So, I mean, listen, we can sit here and we can say they're boring and it's predictable and we have Patriots fatigue. You have to respect this team.
That's right.
You have to respect this franchise, and you have to respect their grit and their passion for the game. Let's face it. I mean, it's fun watching a 40-13 game if your team's putting up the 40, but you know, they might have a 2 or 3 year window where you just bump like an air raid attack. This team's been doing it for 20 years. It's the NFL. This is insane what they do.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney Show. We certainly will. I teased it before. I promise we'll get to it. At what point do you think is a fair barometer? How deep into a quarterback's career is it fair to offer a somewhat definitive assessment of who they are? And maybe more importantly, who eventually they'll become.
Mm-hmm.
I want to branch into Baker and Allen, Rosen, Darnold, Lamar Jackson. Very different circumstances for all. But it's a fun conversation for quarterbacks, which we'll get to. We'll make our picks. We've got inbounds, out of bounds after this. Jay Berman's update is on tap right now. Here is Jay Berman coming at you. All right, inbounds, out of bounds coming up in a sec. First up, time to ask the pros here on Tiki and Tierney. They give us a chance to give you a chance to ask us anything you want. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here's how you do it. Just hit us up at CBS Sports Radio. Send us a tweet at CBS Sports Radio. Hashtag it, ask the pros. And make sure you stick around. Listen later on. Tiki and I will answer the best one. I would imagine. Well, it could be baseball. I was going to say. I would imagine it'll be about football. But baseball is brewing as well. Big time. And we'll get a little baseball on the show later. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. All your car care needs. Guarantee low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better prices. Every single day. The poll question today is about the Pats here. And let's see, we just put this up. And let me give it to you. Short and sweet. And it is about really just how good are the Pats. All right, despite a perfect 6-0 start, the Patriots look vulnerable? Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Do you view them as the best team in the NFL still, right now? Just put it up there. I have not yet voted, so I can't see the percentage. Maybe one of the guys has it in the control room. But just put it up there. Go to Twitter, Tiki and Tierney, see what's happening. We have more calls we can get to before we get to inbounds, out of bounds, if you want. You want to do it?
Yeah, let's hit a couple.
All right, let's get to it. Everybody wants to talk today, which is all good. Let's do, you know what? Eddie is in New York, and what's wrong with this now? All right, there we go. Eddie is on the tube. He's watching us on CBS Sports Network. Ed, go ahead, pal.
All right, you guys, best sports TV program ever.
Eddie, Jesus. Boy! Fantastic. Say it, baby. Fantastic. Say it loud, Eddie. Say it loud.
Just don't tell our radio bosses that.
No, I know this sounds like sour grapes, but I would really love, I'm 78 years old, so I've been around the block a few times.
God bless you.
I would love an honest answer. Do you think that the Patriots get the benefit of the doubt many times from the officials?
Hmm. That's a good question.
That's a layered
Eddie.
Question. Teague, why don't you tackle that first? Go ahead, buddy. Thanks for the call there, Ed.
Yeah,
God bless you, man.
That's a good one. I'm going to say no because I don't want to impugn the integrity
mm-hmm.
of our officiating crew in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an inherent respect.
Yep.
That comes with being around Tom Brady. I don't know if anybody's ever been around him, but you're just around him. You just feel like you feel his greatness.
He's got that aura.
Exactly.
Tiger Woods had it. Aiden's got it. Gretzky. Jordan.
I don't care
Tyson.
What you like. How objective you think you are. You're influenced by how you feel about people.
Uh-huh.
It is what it is.
That makes
and
sense.
So I'm gonna say no, but I think there is a. It's like gravity. It's like this unseen force
mm-hmm.
that kind of makes you act certain ways.
It's a reference that you can't ignore.
That's right.
You know, it's funny. That's a way to. It's a good way to look at it. I don't think that the refs are waking up in their little Patriots feety pajamas.
No, not at all.
You know, going down to have a cup of coffee to get the league notes and in a Patriots mug. No, I don't believe that in their Patriots man cave. But I do believe along the lines of what Tiki said, you know, just in real time. I don't think they walk out of that tunnel and say, hey, let's tilt this in favor of the pay. I don't believe that at all. But with Belichick and that reverence and that gravitas that both he and Tom mm-hmm. Brady both have, I think it's hard not to be unintentionally influenced in how you something. Not all the time, but I believe it creeps into it a little bit unintentionally. I do. Inbounds, out of bounds. Let's hit it. You ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
All right, here we go. The Rams have a huge matchup this weekend hosting the undefeated NFC. Let me say that again. The undefeated NFC West leading 49ers And they look legit. That defense is good.
Yeah, it is.
Reports out of L.A. say Todd Gurley may not play on Sunday dealing with a quad injury. I want to jump on that spread early. through five games, Gurley's just, I mean, he's been pedestrian. 270 yards on the ground on 64 carries, nearly 150 yards and 40 carries fewer than at this point last year. So, good perspective there. Todd still has 4 years and nearly $50 million left on his contract and counts for over $25 million, a whopping number against the cap next season. In or out, Todd Gurley, this is a tough one, will be the Rams' starting running back in 2020.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say inbounds of this, BT, but it's hard to see how that would happen, how he would not be the starting running back because of how much money they owe him. And, you know, if it's a different position and you can jettison and eat the cost, it's one thing. Running back is hard. It's hard to do that because you don't pay them. And when you do, you got to get the most you can out of them. So I'm going to say inbounds. But I think the usage rate, not to use a basketball as, you know, metric, the usage rate of Todd Gurley will stay what it is right now. It's never going to go back to 25, you know, maybe 30 touches a game. That's 25 carries and a couple of that's never going to happen again.
I agree.
I think the usage rate stays down, but I do think he stays their starting running back.
Well, think about how they fed him last game. Remember, they came, we talked about that. It was, I think it was 32 of his 51 yards in total were in the first two series. Yep. He had a 12-yard run. Yep. They tried to get him going.
Yeah, 9 of the first 16 touches.
That's right. He had a couple swing passes as well. Didn't really go far, but they tried to get him involved, and you could tell it was a concerted effort. Say inbounds here as well, Teak. I think that's the smart answer. That's unfortunately for football fans because Todd Gurley, at his best, is fun as hell to watch.
Yeah, you're right.
I miss it. He's a highlight machine.
I mean, he was the last non-quarterback to really compete for the MVP.
Yes, that's right.
He won Offensive Player of the Year. Yep. But
I mean, can you kick it down the road for a year? You're going to have to based on that hit next year. So that's how I come to my answer. Yep. The only thing I'll throw in as a possible caveat, injury settlement. I don't know. I mean, if it truly
But he's not at that point, you know?
Not yet. It's just starting week six.
Look, if this was
not playing
if
this
Samter
week,
had done 2021,
yep,
I would probably say out of bounds.
Yeah, but the other thing is, and I don't know this at all, and maybe this is unfair to Todd Gurley, and I hope it's not. I don't get the impression that he's necessarily, nobody enjoys being hurt, that obviously, but like even really fully embracing this arduous process of trying to get it back. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's defeated, like he's really lost the joy for football. So that's why I say the injury settlement, he might, not everybody's built to try to rehab for 2 years and try to get your act together. So I'm going to say inbounds, but that's a tough one. They have to resolve that one soon.
Are you in or are you out?
The Bucs, Tampa Bay, 2-3. They face a key NFC South opponent this weekend in the Panthers. Jameis Winston, he's seen a resurrection of sorts under new head coach and QB guru Bruce Arians. But Winston says the key for him to get the ball to his big star, Mike Evans.
That's everybody. Me, coaches. I think everybody can help get him more involved, you know, give him the football. Man, I mean, we just got to give him the ball. It's just nothing much else to say to it. But bottom line, to win football games, we got to get Mike Evans the ball.
There you go. And by the way, outside of like big tight ends like Gronk and maybe Jimmy Graham back in the day, this guy might be the biggest or the best 50-50 target guy in the, you know, throw it up there, 50-50
right.
ball. He's going to come down with him. Mike Evans is sick. Doesn't get the full, maybe because they don't win. But he is good. Week to week, he's unstoppable. So next to Evans, though, his breakout star, Chris Godwin, is really good as well. Actually, he might be great, borderline great. 500 yards, all right, 6 touchdowns. Last year, 800 yards. And right now, the pair, the only wide receiver teammates at the top 20 in yards and top 5 in touchdowns. So it was a duo. They're unstoppable. In or out, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. This isn't a conventional way to look at the wide receiver spot, but I'm curious how you answer this. Evans and Godwin are the best duo right now in the NFL.
I mean, I think they are, but I'm going to say out of bounds because I think the potential is there for Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins to be the number one duo in football. By touchdowns, big plays, and by big plays, I mean plus 20, plus 40 plays. Yeah, it's Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. But Will Fuller is right up there. And we know that DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Yes, sir.
He hasn't got off yet this year. I think he's only got one touchdown, maybe two on the season. But Will Fuller is now climbing that ladder of eliteness.
Mm-hmm.
And we know DeAndre Hopkins is there, even though it hasn't showed up in the stats yet. I'm going to say that the two Houston wide receivers are there, just for argument's sake. But Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are ridiculous so far to start this season.
I'm going to respectfully disagree, not with great oomph, because I realize that Hopkins is great, and when Fuller's healthy, he carries that 4.33 speed that he brought from Notre Dame. I mean, he's running past everybody.
Right.
And Deshaun Watson can get it to him because he's got a good arm. I'm going to say that they are. I really think that. And really, just to bring in some other names, you know, Diggs' season is odd this year. Mm-hmm. Thielen is obviously coming off a good game because they fed him.
Yep.
But the Viking situation is what it is. We've discussed that. OBJ is coming off the two worst back-to-back total yards and output performance in his career. And Landry's really good, but I don't look at him as a superstar. I just don't. Cooks and Woods, very good, but no, they're a tier down.
The only other one that you could consider is the Cowboys. Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup's starting to turn into, I mean, he's got over, I think he's 500 yards. I think
he missed a game or two.
Exactly.
You know what's crazy? I even wrote down Julio and Ridley just to throw. I didn't even write down the Dallas duo for some reason.
Because people forget about Gallup because they only think about Amari Cooper.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it is the Tampa Bay Bucs duo. They've got speed, and they win battles, mm-hmm. and they get behind you in bounds.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, we spent a lot of time on this yesterday. The NBA is developing issues, which still have not gone away, nor will they anytime soon, with the Chinese fan base. At the Rocket Sham, Daryl Morey's tweet to support of Hong Kong. On Wednesday, a Rockets PR rep shut down a question about the issue that was aimed at James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
The NBA has always been a league that prides itself on its player and its coaches being able to speak out openly about political and societal affairs. I just wonder, after the events of this week and the fallout we've seen, whether you would both feel differently about speaking out in that way in future.
Excuse me, we're taking basketball questions only.
It's a legitimate question. This is an event that's happened this week during the NBA.
And the answer, we're taking basketball.
This particular question has not been answered. James.
Any other questions?
Sounds like a little exchange in the White House. I mean, we're getting serious here.
Yeah.
Very, very, very fair question.
Very no fair doubt question. About it. She was right when she said this question had, because the response, if you couldn't understand it, from the NBA rep was, we've already asked and answered this question. Mm-hmm. And she said this particular question has not been answered.
Correct. And she was ready.
She's right.
All right. So now the NBA has announced they will cancel all media availability for the rest of the China trip. Stating, quote, players have been placed into a complicated and unprecedented situation. While abroad, we believe it will be unfair to ask them to address these matters in real time, end quote. In a wrap, the NBA's decision to shut down all media availability in China is the right move.
I'm going to say out of bounds of this, BT, because if you watch the video, listening to it's one thing, but if you watch the video, like, James Harden and Russell Westbrook were ready to answer that question. Like, you have to give them a little bit of credit for being savvy, and especially James Harden, who's done a lot over here in China. In fact, he was one of the players that spoke directly after Daryl Morey's tweet. So, you got to believe that they are aware. They have been coached up. They have their own PR teams. They know how to save their dollar, meaning their future dollars from Chinese, you know, consumers as well. I think this is out of bounds. I think you're muting athletes by doing that, and it flies in the face of what they've stood for so many years now.
I'm with you, and I would almost always co-sign every one of those words, but specific to this situation, I'm going to say inbounds. Because I think it could only get worse. I don't think that James Harden, even if he's fully equipped to answer the question, Russell Westbrook, whomever, they might be savvy enough to navigate that.
Yeah.
But even if they are, the good that will come out of them answering that in a way that satisfies it, whatever.
It's lost.
It will get lost because that's not what you're looking for. The story, the news cycle. Really, it can only make it worse. It can make it worse. And I don't know what they can say that makes it better. I mean, they're not going to say anything that's going to change China's mind and how they police their country, how they govern. So, and I hate that I'm saying this because it goes against everything we believe as a country and I believe as a person. But I think this unique set of circumstances, it's probably the smart move. Just get out of there without it getting worse.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
All right. Boy, the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. All right, Tiki, coming up. A little baseball for you. The Astros take out the Rays. I got a question for you. The sunrise of Gerrit Cole. It's praised, and it should be, but it's never questioned. Hmm. And maybe it should be. We'll get to that coming up.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.